This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Just to follow up, you said you think the Fed should listen to you. Can you elaborate on why you think it should?
With regard to interest rates?
Correct, yes.
Because I think I know interest rates much better than they do. And I think I know it certainly much better than the one who's primarily in charge of making that decision. But no, I'm guided by them very much. But if I disagree, I will let it be known.
So President Trump talking about interest rates right now, and we haven't seen, I guess this last time, we haven't seen a dramatic move from them on lowering interest rates. And anytime this stuff is happening, my first text is to Stewie at Stewart's American Mortgage, my friend, a partner here on the show, because you understand these things, Stewie. What is Donald Trump doesn't set the rates, but what in the Donald Trump presidency now is going to happen as rates are not as low as they were when he was the president before. But you've told me before, it's not necessarily that we want them to be so low, because that means something else has gone dramatically wrong.
Well, you know, overall, the economy is doing fairly good, and I think the employment numbers are showing strength. So the Federal Reserve on their side saying, hey, we're not going to lower interest rates at all right now. We're going to keep things as they are and just wait and see what's happening. But there's a lot of stuff that's happening. For example, a lot of the labor costs that mortgage lenders have is related to regulations. We have to have a whole department just to comply with state and federal regulations. And some of it's good, but a lot of it is just cumbersome and very costly to mortgage lenders. If it's very costly to mortgage lenders, they pat that in to the total cost of what they charge you as a consumer. So at the end of the day, you as a consumer pay for something. Now, if you ever looked at a mortgage application and you get all these documents, the CFPB, which is the main governing arm of all lending institutions, they got involved with Dodd-Frank, which changed all the laws back in 2008, 2009, and all of a sudden, instead of getting one page, which was already complicated, you're getting four pages on estimating what your costs and what your APR is, and people don't really look at it. They look at that and, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So the CFPB right now, all of a sudden, is in overhaul mode because the acting director, it's a guy named Russell Voigt, went in there and said, hey, you guys, everybody work from home right now. We're going to re-look at all the numbers that are and the things that we're doing to see whether or not this is really helping the consumer. He went even a step further, which I couldn't even imagine to say. The feds were due to give more money to the CFPB for operating costs. And he turned away and said, we don't need that money. We've got $117 or $700 million sitting in our bank account. Why do we need more money? It's over here. So stop sending us money. We're shutting down the system. We're going to evaluate what's really necessary for the consumer and put them in a better position so it becomes more competitive. At the end of the day, you as a buyer or a borrower are going to end the benefits and get the better rates.
So, Stewie, when you're watching a lot of what Donald Trump has been doing right now, to me, I just keep thinking of it as like he's going in and he's weeding the whole garden, and the garden is overgrown. It's a mess. You can't even tell what was supposed to be in the garden. Like, what was the intention of the garden in the first place? Because it's just so taken over with suffocating foliage that's drowning out the entire purpose of the garden to begin with. When you're watching him, you know, like you said at the CFPB, say, all right, you guys just stop for a second. We got a lot of work to do here. We got a lot of weeding to do here. And he's doing it across the board. USAID, man, that was pretty dramatic. What is your thought on how all of these actions, when it comes to spending the American taxpayer dollar, how does this affect, you know, what you do for a living with mortgages, the housing market, the deficit, the budget? What's your thoughts on the whole thing?
I think it's going to be great. I think you're going to see interest rates drop. I think the bond market, which is what interest rates are based on, is going to improve with strength. I think the stock market's going to improve with strength. It's a little bit of a bump in the road. You know, you can't jump from point A to point C without going to point B. So they have to go in. They have to clean up the mess. They have to improve it. But can you imagine the amount of money that this country will save if everything is cleaned up?
Yeah.
And how that would benefit financial markets? Let that money go back to things that we need. It's going to improve things overall. And once you see those improvements, there's no necessity to go ahead and have the higher interest rates. They will drop back. So the Federal Reserve has, you know, their mission, which is to keep inflation in check. I think President Trump is right now instituting those tariffs and doing things that maybe threaten inflation a little bit. But at the end of the day, it's all going to drop back. And I think we're going to see some really good numbers here towards the middle and end of the year. And everybody's going to look back and say, wow, how quick these changes can actually have effect.
We're speaking with Stewie with Stewart's American Mortgage. You know, he is the bagel loan guy. People are probably contacting their realtors right now and thinking about maybe a list in spring, or maybe they've been through that process already. And you know, spring is usually a hot time in the real estate market. Is that going to continue? You see any reason why that won't be the case?
Oh, I think it's going to be stronger. I think this buying season in the spring is going to be crazy. You're going to see 3, 4, 5, 10 bids on a particular property and offers, and you got to be prepared. You got to get your pre-approvals in line. You got to know what you're getting into. You're smart now if you buy now where the interest rates are a little bit more elevated, because later on you can refinance for free, you know, with the bagel loan. If you wait to buy when those interest rates are lower, you're going to have even more competition for those houses, and the prices are going to go higher. So you're smart to buy it now, where instead of being 10 bids, maybe there's 3, and then refinance later. Otherwise, well, good luck even getting the house, let alone the price you want to pay.
Yeah. The first time I refied with you, Stewie, both times with the bagel loan, the first time I went from whatever the mortgage rate I had in 2015 when we bought our home, it was like maybe 4. Mid-4s or something like that. And we refied and it was down in the 3s. And then we had to put a new deck on our house. So I refied with you again and took some money out of our house. The equity had gone up quite a bit. But then was able to get a rate even in the 2s, which was wonderful. There's a lot of different reasons why people might refinance. And I think that when it comes to watching the government get their act together right now, fiscally, at least that's what it appears to me, I think a lot of people are trying to do the same thing in their own home, especially with the beginning of a new year. Might be a resolution of sorts. Interest rates seem to be pretty high on credit cards right now. Is it a smart move to refi your mortgage and maybe take a higher rate on your mortgage? But if you can get rid of $20,000 or something in credit card debt, is that a smart move? Does it depend on every person's situation? How do you react to that?
Well, we're going to go a step further, Annie. We're going to have a little bit of fun. You're in the mood for some fun?
Let's mortgage have some fun. Is my
mortgage fun. They usually don't come together, but we're going to do it. Okay. So there are those people out there that consolidate debt and they want to lower the rate in order to improve their cash flow and have a better quality of life. And then there's another group of people, and that's the folks that we're going to talk to right now. We're going to introduce something very unique. In Scotland, there was a custom that when you paid off your mortgage, you painted your door red. Okay. In the United States,
a red
door. A red door. That was the symbol. Hey, house is paid off. It's mine. I got equity. It keeps appreciating. I got my house.
My door is not red yet.
Work on it. We're going to help you. So if you come to us and you're in a situation where you have to consolidate debt, okay, if you allow us to do it for you and you pay off your mortgage in half the term that's remaining, we're going to give you a $1,000 prize. So that means if you have a bunch of credit card debt, you have 20 years left in your mortgage, when we combine that credit card debt, we improve your cash flow, but you maintain the payments you're making now, and instead of being done in 20 years, you're done in 10, you call us in 10 years, we'll give it to you in writing, we're going to give you a $1,000 prize bonus. Now you got your house free and clear. It's encouragement to get stuff done even quicker, even if you refinance later when rates go down. So we do it for you now. Then we redo it again, maybe at a 10-year loan in 2 years or in a year. If you get it done completely and you start A through Z with us, we're going to give you that $1,000 prize. We're going to call it the Red Bagel Challenge. How's
that? That's great. I love that. I didn't know that that was the Red Door.
Did you know that? It's the Red Door.
No, but that makes sense now because you always hear that term in real estate, but I didn't know what it came from.
What color is your door? Mine's black.
Mine's more of like a pinkish.
Uh-huh. You're getting close.
We're about halfway.
We actually had a listener, by the way, that did this about 7 or 8 years ago. They called us, and they had low credit scores in the 650, 660 range. A lot of debt. We consolidated the debt. They had 25 years left on the loan. About 3 weeks ago, they paid off the mortgage, invited me to the barbecue. And they did what the American tradition is, which is burn the mortgage.
Yeah?
In Scotland, they painted the door red. Here, they burned it.
Fire.
And I was invited for the barbecue. We had it by fire sale. And we were there, and they got it done in 8 years. They paid off the entire mortgage. Now they have a $500,000 house free and clear.
That's pretty crazy. How big is it? Like, how big is your credit score these days?
My personal credit score?
No, like, yeah.
What's your credit score,
Stewie? Tell me what your credit score is.
I haven't ran in a while,
I hope yours is pretty good. How big is a credit score for a person, like, to focus on making sure that you improve it? I remember you talked about this is the number one way to get Ryan Wiggins really ticked off, is to talk about how if your credit score is too good, you get a little extra something on your mortgage.
Do you have a low credit score?
it's above 400
now. He has a low social.
No, it's with this. It's with these laws that Biden enacted.
Oh God!
Or laws? They're not even laws.
It. You know.
The fee.
Don't get me started.
Yeah. Having too nice of a credit score, you have to pay a little extra something for the people who don't. Is that still in place?
It's still in place. Not only that, but if you make too much money. Okay, you have to pay a higher rate. It's ridiculous. So first of all, you have to recognize that there's over 400 credit score models. That means there's 400 Equifaxes, 400 TransUnion. So if you see on your Discover card or Credit Karma what your credit score is, that's not your mortgage credit score. It's totally different. The only way you can find out that number is if you call a mortgage company and they run your credit. So realize that, number one.
Is there a correlation between like what you see from Equifax and what you would see as a mortgage lender? Is it usually higher, lower? Does it completely depend?
I've seen it both ways. Most of the time, if you have a 650 credit score and now you have a 700, then you'll see an incline in your credit score overall, but it's not going to be 700.
Yeah.
So the trend seems to be corresponding, but the actual numbers, I've seen people with 720 credit scores on their Credit Karma, and all of a sudden they're 580 and vice versa.
Oof.
So you don't really know what your mortgage credit score is unless you have somebody run it.
Yeah.
So the credit score is it, and it's really sad because in the Biden era, and I don't want to get too political, even though it's a political show, but in the Biden era, what they did was, in order to go ahead and allow people with lower incomes to get into homes, they gave them a better rate, and to offset that risk, they went ahead and charged people with higher incomes and higher credit scores to offset the risk cost. And that's like the Robin Hood type theory. You know, you take from you go ahead and steal from the rich and you give it to the poor. And I'm not saying it's not good for us as a nation to go ahead and help people who need the help, but to penalize somebody because they're doing better doesn't make sense. It surely doesn't make sense.
It does if you're communist. But
It sure doesn't make sense that you think the person that's buying the home is going to be able to pay any better because the interest rate's low. They have bad credit and they can't make their payments for a reason. They're not financially good, you know what they do. So I don't think it's going to work. I think we're going to see more foreclosures down the road. But you know what? If you're in a situation where you have lower income or you have a combined husband and wife and they both combine income is too much, you can use one versus the other. There are ways to play the field and get what you want done. But
is the housing market healthy right now?
I think it's pretty healthy.
We're not on the precipice of a 2008 housing bubble or anything like that.
That's, you know, in those days, babysitters were making $25,000 a month, and that's what they would claim, and they would get a mortgage. I don't think we're there anymore. Oh, I've seen that. We had somebody come in. Oh, I'm a babysitter. How much do you make? $25,000 a month? Can you prove it? No. All of a sudden, there's some. We can't do the loan for you, but next door, they got the loan done. So that's not happening. You're not going to see a reduction in value of the homes until all the people that, like yourself, that have 2% or 3% decide they want to sell their home, or they have to sell their home because they have to downsize or upsize. So until the cycle of what happened during COVID passes, the inventory is going to stay low. The prices are going to keep rising. So I say we're going to see appreciation at these levels up to 2030. There is some East Coast and West Coast softening, but overall, real estate's still going up. It's the biggest investment and the best investment you're ever going to make. I rarely hear of anybody that has a house and they have to sell it for less unless they beat it up over time. So over time, it's a great investment.
The one thing that has always really stuck with me about from your advice as far as when to sell and when to buy is that if people are sitting right now on the edge of their seats waiting for interest rates to come down, you need to understand that the whole market's going to go crazy when those interest rates come down, because there's going to be a flood of buyers that go into the market. And that house you want to buy, you're going to be bidding against a lot more people when the rates come down, because everybody's going to jump into the pool at the same time. That the smartest thing you can do, if you have found the home that you want to live in, instead of finding it and waiting on it, bid on it while there are going to be less offers out there, while the interest rates haven't come down as much as you hope that they will. And then obviously,
refinance,
which costs you nothing. So you get to have the lower home price and refinance immediately with the lower rate when that comes down, and you win twice.
And you get the house.
Correct.
You know, during COVID, people were bidding and making offers with no inspections, no appraisal, nothing. I'll just pay you for the house, whatever you want. And I know stories of people that bought houses, and all of a sudden the first rain came and their basement flooded because there's problems with the foundation. So
bought it sight unseen. No idea.
Unbelievable. So now you're going to see that come around again. Your smartest thing, as you said, was to buy the house now, refinance later. This way you get the house, you get it at the right price, it'll continue to appreciate. And later on, you know, you may have to go into the couch and find the quarters and nickels to make that payment. But as long as you get by, you live in the house that you want. Remember something. You pay for a house. If you pay a little bit more, $5,000, $10,000, if you love the house, you'll never remember that you paid the extra $10,000. You spend $10,000, $20,000 less, or you go lower, and you end up getting the house you don't want.
That's,
you remember
a huge problem.
Every day what you spent on that house. So don't cut the small stuff. Don't go ahead and buy the house. You're going to get it back over time anyway, and this way you'll be able to refinance when the rates eventually, and they will, come down.
Well, if you're interested in working with Stu, I really encourage you to do so. 314-324-4440. Just have a conversation with him. You can text him as well. 314-324-4440.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Myself, a two-time customer of the Bagalone, so I speak from personal experience. And if I could better my situation, although you got me at a pretty good, I'm in a pretty good place in the with the home and the rate that I have right now. I would immediately go back to Stewie to do that again. So thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, and remember, get that red bagel challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have any questions, reach out to Stewie directly. Call or text 314-324-4440. You can Google the Bagalone to find out more information as well. We'll talk to you again soon, Stewie. Thanks for having me. Take care. We'll be right back with Wiggins America. Don't go away.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.